Jack and Annie hurried up the rope ladder. When they climbed inside the treehouse, they hugged Teddy and Kathleen.
"Is it time to go on another mission?" said Annie.
"Indeed," said Kathleen.
"And it is quite urgent now," said Teddy.
"Merlin is failing quickly," said Kathleen. She blinked back tears.
"Oh, no," said Annie.
"Morgan wants you to find the final secret of happiness today," said Teddy. "And then you must return to Camelot to present all four secrets to Merlin. You remember the first three, do you not?"
"Sure," said Jack. "We have three gifts to help us remember. I kept them in my backpack."
"A poem, a drawing, and a seashell," said Annie.
"Good," said Teddy. "Here is where you will look for the final secret."
He took a book from his cloak and handed it to Jack. On the cover was a picture of a volcano surrounded by snow and ice. The title said, "The World of Antarctica."
"Antarctica?" said Jack.
"We studied Antarctica in school. There's hardly anything there. Where would we find a secret of happiness in Antarctica?"
"I do not know," said Kathleen, "but Morgan has sent a rhyme to help your search." She handed Annie a slip of parchment. Annie read Morgan's rhyme aloud.
"For the final secret, you must go to a burning mountain of ice and snow, on wheels by air, then all fall down till you come to the cave of the ancient crown. Then speed to Camelot by close of day, lest grief take Merlin forever away."
"Forever away?" said Annie.
"I fear so," said Teddy.
"I don't understand," said Jack. "This rhyme sounds like we're going to a fantasy world, a place with a burning mountain and a cave of the ancient crown. But Antarctica's a real place, totally real."
"Aye, Morgan's rhyme is a mystery to me too," said Teddy.
"But you still have the wand of Dianthus to help you, do you not?" asked Kathleen.
"Yes," said Jack.
But he looked inside his backpack just to make sure. There it was, the gleaming spiraled wand of the unicorn.
"Good," said Kathleen.
"And you remember the three rules of the wand?"
"Sure," said Annie. "The wand's magic only works if our wish is for the good of others. It only works after we've tried our hardest. And it only works if our wish is 5 words.
"Excellent," said Teddy.
"I wish you guys could come with us," said Jack.
"We must return to Morgan and try to help Merlin," said Kathleen. "But with your courage and intelligence, I know you will be able to find the secret by yourselves."
Jack nodded, embarrassed, but Kathleen's words did make him feel more confident.
"And after you have found it, you must hurry to meet us in Camelot," said Teddy. "Just point to the word Camelot on the rhyme from Morgan and make a wish to go there."
"Got it," said Annie.
"Go now, quickly," said Kathleen, "and good luck."
"See you soon," said Annie.
Jack took a deep breath, then pointed to the cover of the book.
"I wish we could go there," he said.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still. Absolutely still.